Good morning. A cooler northwest breeze has picked up overnight behind a front that passed through the area during the latter portion of the day yesterday and during the overnight period. Out ahead of the front, we managed to surge into the 80s, a real summer-like feel out there for Easter Sunday. Now, behind the front, decidedly cooler air is blowing in, although we are drying out. So this morning we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and temperatures in the 50s. That northwest wind flow will be with us all day long, at times gusting over 15 to 20 miles per hour. And that will sort of negate some of the in and out sunshine we see, and the result will be temperatures only slowly climbing through the 50s and toward the 60 degree mark by the end of the day. The wind will die out tonight after sunset, and with high pressure building in from Canada, it'll be clear and somewhat chilly for this time of year, with temperatures going back into the 30s. That same high pressure will be with us tomorrow, producing plenty of sunshine. We'll have less wind, and it'll be more comfortable, still pleasantly mild, with highs again near the 60-degree mark. At this point, the weather pattern will become more active across the region as a disturbance heads in our direction from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley on Wednesday. Any morning sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and there is the risk of a few showers, maybe a thunderstorm, by the time we reach the end of the day, with highs in the upper 50s. That system will clear through on Wednesday night and will start out dry on Thursday. Although skies will cloud up again with another disturbance heading in our direction with a good chance of rain by late afternoon, highs will reach to about 60. This disturbance will only slowly move through the region. In fact, it looks like it'll keep clouds and showers in the forecast for the day on Friday, and this will keep temperatures down in the 50s once again for afternoon highs to round out the work week. It does look like it'll clear through, though, by Saturday, which will produce mostly sunny skies and highs near 60 before yet another system heads in our direction before the weekend is through, with a chance of rain by the end of the day Sunday, highs again staying in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rain and mountain snow will spread from the west coast to portions of the Intermountain West and Great Basin today as a Pacific front moves inland. Portions of the Sierras could have periods of heavy snow through the day tomorrow. The front is expected to cross the Rockies this afternoon and advance through the northern and central plains and into the upper Midwest by midweek. This will spread rain and snow with it. Meanwhile, another front will push southward from Canada over the next few days, which will reinforce the cooler air mass across the northern tier of states. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 34 degrees, with a west wind at 67 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 50, 78% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.87 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 7 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with the risk of a shower, mid-70s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, windy in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds remaining breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 56. The average temperature, 72. That's 24 degrees above normal. 0.11 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 1.94 inches, which is 0.21 of an inch above normal, and 11.99 inches for the year, which is 2.26 inches of precipitation above normal. There were no heating degree days in Albany yesterday, but there were 7 cooling degree days, now 16 for the month, which is 16 above normal, and also 16 cooling degree days for the season, which is above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low 38, the record high 91 set in 2002, and the record low 21 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:10 a.m., sunset this evening 7:40 p.m., 13 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cooler today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler today with highs around 60. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler today with highs near 60. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, pleasantly mild near 60 degrees, increasing clouds, late-day showers, a thunderstorm possible Wednesday, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a late-day chance of rain Thursday near 60. Another chance of rain during the day Friday in the 50s. Mostly sunny near 60 on Saturday. And increasing clouds with a chance of rain late on Sunday with highs again staying in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.